This is Howard Balzer, and welcome to this Cardinals camp update for the Rise Up, See Red podcast, the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Well, it's a Saturday. As Chicago once sang about, Saturday in the park. Well, I don't think any of the Cardinals are at the park today. It's way too hot, but they're not on the practice field either. And it got me thinking to what a brave new world it is in the National Football League. It certainly is a whole new world from what it used to be. Heck, I can remember covering the Cardinals way, way back in the day when they were in St. Louis and when they had training camp at a small school called Lindenwood College. They would practice two times a day, which of course was the norm in the NFL. But they practice two times a day on rock-hard artificial turf, the old turf. This is back in the 70s that had virtually no padding. And they practiced two times a day on that stuff every day in training camp. Well, there's no such thing as two-a-days in the NFL anymore. And in fact, these first 3 days of training camp, as we look back on these this opening of the summer, is that the Cardinals are off. And if you look at their schedule, it's 3 days of practice, a day off. 3 days of practice that begin tomorrow with season ticket holders able to watch, and then a day off. And then another 3 days of practice, which culminates with the red and white scrimmage. And guess what? Another day off. Heck, I can remember going to training camps where when camp opened, there'd be 10, 11 days of two-a-days before a day off for the players. That's how much things have changed. But I truly believe it's probably for the better. Now you can argue that not being in pads and all those things, it doesn't get teams totally ready for the start of the season. And they'll be in pads soon, perhaps even for this practice tomorrow. But you're on equal footing with all the teams in the NFL. And of course, with the salary cap and the way rosters are, teams are in fear of getting guys injured. You know they're going to happen. You just don't know when or where. But so much of it is about protecting players. And you also look at the Cardinals, and so much has been talked about how many things have been changed since Monty Ossenfort became general manager last year and Jonathan Gannon the head coach. But one of the things that's been somewhat overlooked are the changes in the strength and conditioning and sports performance department. Prior to last year, the Cardinals had two guys on the staff, a head strength and conditioning coach and an assistant. That was it. Look around the league, and boy, these staffs have grown and grown and grown with sports science coordinators and all kinds of different things. Well, I think, as I mentioned, one of the things that has been overlooked that the Cardinals did after the arrival of Ossenfort is they hired four new people for that, I'll call it the sports performance department. And that is crucial in today's NFL, because it's not only about keeping the players healthy, it's about having them eat healthy and giving them all the guidance necessary to not only play the best football, but stay healthy doing it. Because we all know, no matter anybody says that all teams have injuries, yes, all teams have injuries, but you want to keep them for a minimum. And the research that these teams do, constantly looking at ways to limit injuries, especially the soft tissue injuries, is a big part of what the NFL is today. And so this is just the way it is, so we all have to get used to it. But, of course, the players love it. Players talk often about how Jonathan Gannon and the staff has their best interests in mind, protecting them, keeping them healthy, because obviously the 17-game series season is a very, very long grind. And the teams that are healthiest in December and then January are the teams that have a real chance of being successful. And one note before I move on to some other items that is notable from around the NFL. We all see a lot of the names of players that come to training camp and fail physicals and are placed on non-football injury or physically unable to perform until they can pass their physical. Some aren't even able to do it by the cut to 53 and have to go on the reserve list. Well, the Cardinals right now, believe it or not, are one of only two teams in the entire NFL that had no players fail their physical. There was a little question about John Gaines II. He was deemed ready for the start of training camp and did not open on PUP. The other team is Buffalo. Only two teams that had nobody fail physicals. Gaines is doing a little bit more in practice. The Cardinals' three offensive line units that they put out there so far does not include Gaines. That's one thing we'll be watching closely in these coming days to see at what point Gaines is able to get in there on the 11-on-11 with the other offensive lineman. But he is on a good path, no doubt. Some of the things that have stood out to me in this camp, and one interesting guy has been talked about since being signed in May, is Zay Jones. Wide receiver has had some real success in the league, had a rough season in Jacksonville last year, had a knee injury, had a leg injury, had a hamstring injury, only played in 9 games, starting 7, and also unfortunately had a domestic violence charge leveled against him in November involving an incident with the mother of his child. That charge was dropped in early March. But because of the injuries and things, Zay Jones was not a wanted man in free agency. And the Cardinals got him for a good price, and he has been a standout in training camp, not only catching just about everything that comes his way, but making difficult catches. So he's going to be someone certainly to keep an eye on through the rest of the camp. DJ Dallas has shown a good burst at running back. He'll probably be in the mix as a kickoff returner. And star Thomas V. We all talk about the corners. Garrett Williams, Sean Murphy Bunning, the draft choices, Max Melton, and Elijah Jones. But star Thomas V has been getting a lot of snaps with the first unit, at least in the first few days, who came to the Cardinals last year on waivers from the Lions after being signed as an undrafted free agent and played in 12 games and started 7. So everyone going out to camp, keep an eye on him. And in 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks from today, believe it or not, first preseason game against the New Orleans Saints. One of the things that struck me, though, in the locker room Friday after practice, and it wasn't that surprising because Jonathan Gannon, one of his big subjects that he's talked about during the week was the importance of details and the players doing the details right. That's what you always hear when a player makes a mistake. It's not a drop pass. It's not a misthrown ball or whatever it might be. Those things happen, obviously. But talking about mental mistakes, players that just don't do the right thing on a play. And Jonathan Gannon believes, hey, we know there's going to be mistakes, but if you make the mistake one day, don't make the same mistake the next day. So a lot has been talked about the details and the importance of them and how important they are to winning. And out of the blue, when Gannon was talking about this the other day, he mentioned Joe Shimko, the undrafted free agent long snapper that won the Patrick Manley Award in college last year for being the best long snapper in the NFL. And Gannon gave him a shout out. He says, boy, you should see the detail that Joe Shimko does. You'll have to ask him about it. And we're all going, Joe Shimko, really? You notice whatever he's doing as a long snapper? So there it was yesterday in the locker room, a crowd of about 10, 12 people around Joe Shimko. I don't know if I've ever seen in all the training camps I've been to over the years that many people around a long snapper who's talking about snapping it and getting the right angle, moving the number of yards, and all those things. But this is a guy who in high school, when he decided to, and I think his father pushed him towards it, when he decided to become a long snapper, would have 400 snaps a day with his dad in the backyard of their house. 200 at punt distance, 200 at place kick distance. So this is a dude, obviously, that's cares about his craft and works at it. And it'll be interesting to see if he can be a real challenge to Aaron Brewer with for that job this season for when the season starts. So those are some of the things that have caught my eye. And I think I'll end today with opening the quote book a little bit. You know, some of those quotes that maybe come out of the blue that really raise your eyebrow, don't sometimes fit in the story, but there's a few of them that I wanted to pass along. Jonathan Gannon was talking about the twist this year that the players in training camp, in practice, have their names on the back of their jersey. And so Gannon was asked about that the other day and mentioned that it was equipment man Jeff Schwimmer who pulled that off. And he says, "I love that by Schwim and his staff. Truthfully, that detail I didn't even know. We got out there and I was like, that looks cool." So interesting that Schwimmer did that, but Jonathan Gannon didn't even know, he says, until he got on the field. Trey Benson talked about seeing the players as a rookie, seeing guys like James Conner, Kyler Murray, and guys like that. And he said, "It was surreal. I'm still shocked to this day." And he's talking about a lot in the offseason. "I've watched these people on TV, and I've played with these people on Madden. Just being around them, I wake up every single day, and I'm like, is that really Kyler Murray? Is that really James Conner?" And I'll conclude with Yelda Froholt, the Cardinals starting center, who is becoming really quite the quote machine. Pretty funny guy. He's loosened up. He's opened up. A pretty good player. And anyway, he was talking about weightlifting and the things he does and about a weight room and all the equipment he has in his house. But then he said, "What I want to do is I want to go to a stonemason and say, hey, can you chop me up some natural rocks? I need a 100-pounder, 150-pounder, 200-pounder, 250-pounder, and just put them outside as decorations. But we all know what they're for. That'd be super fun. Just be the alpha on the street, just carrying around rocks. Sounds sick." Well, I don't know if it sounds sick, but it definitely sounds like Yelda Froholt. That wraps up this Cardinals camp update from State Farm Stadium. Well, not from State Farm Stadium today, but it just wraps up this Cardinals camp update. This is Howard Balzer for the Rise Up See Red podcast. We'll be back again soon.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Rise Up See Red podcast. Listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Audioboom, or many other podcast platforms so shows are delivered directly to your mobile device. Please give the show a 5-star rating and always support the sponsors who support the show. We'll be back soon for the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Rise up, Red Sea, be Red Sea Red, and of course, Rise Up, Sea Red.